I'd like to know, are you really ready for some Super Dynamite Soul?
As part of our series on how art works, this week we look at the human beatbox. Human beatboxers first appeared in the early 80s when freestyle rappers relied on them as percussionists who didn't use sticks or drums. They took their name from the drum machine or beatbox that DJs had been using for their pre-programmed electronic rhythm tracks. Well, now they are celebrating 2005 as the year of the fifth, as in the fifth element of hip-hop, after rapping, DJing, breakdancing, and graffiti. Producer Derek John looks into this cultural phenomenon and why, in the age of laptop rock, it's thriving like never before.
The late Darren Buff Robinson of rap trio The Fat Boys was the first to bear the moniker Human Beatbox. In this archival interview clip from the 2002 documentary Breath Control, History of the Human Beatbox, he explained the economic necessity and streetwise ingenuity behind his Big Mouth beats.
Go back about 7 years ago, that guy bought a drum set. I couldn't get one, so I just started listening to records. Then I started imitating the record, you know, as a drum. It goes something like this.
Buffy was just big, and he was able, with his size, I think he was able to produce this very heavy bass.
Reddy Roxy, the third member of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and a legendary human beatbox in his own right, remembers the pioneering styles of Buff and Dougie Fresh.
You know, that back in the day, oh my gosh, man, that was the killer, man, you know? And then Doug with the clicks and the clacks.
There's so many parts of your mouth that can be used, like, you know, your lips coming together, you know, is a sound, your tongue hitting your palate is a sound.
That's Kid Lucky, the unofficial leader of today's New York beatbox scene and a student of the vocal drum.
You know, you're making your S's, you know, for, you know, like cymbals and your hi-hats, things like th, you know, th is a beat, you know, can be a beat, and t is a T, can be a beat, t, k, 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 you know. That's a D. Just by itself. And it's like going from a D to a T, but very fast. You know.
Relative to its size, some consider the tongue to be the strongest muscle in the body. And over the years, motormouth greats like Biz Markie, Jock Box, Wise from Stetsasonic, and Reddy Roxy have come up with an astonishing number of ways to use it.
He's doing that beat, and he's doing the melody of that song, you know, where you have like Reddy Roxy doing doo 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 doo.
Ready, see, man, play Sanford and Son.
And then he would go say, now do it underwater. He's like,
now play it underwater.
That came about me just sitting home in the kitchen just blowing bubbles. You know, you ever blow bubbles in a drink, you know, being a kid or whatever, and just humming a tune. And then God inspired me to make a beat. And do it at the same time.
Well, his name is Reddy C, and I'm telling you, he could play a beat forwards and backwards, too.
But then in the early 90s, in less than half the time it took for human beatboxing to make a name for itself, the art form suddenly fell out of fashion and all but disappeared. Although there are several theories for why this occurred, Lucky and Reddy Rock have come to the same bitter conclusion.
I think that all the MCs got jealous. Beatboxers could potentially steal the spotlight.
I know the reason why I've been kept in the background is because, I mean, to be honest, because I was a threat.
Yet on a recent night at the New York club CB's Gallery, it's apparent that although it may have laid dormant for a few years, human beatboxing never completely went away. Many of today's human beatboxers see themselves as latter-day John Henrys, fighting against an increasingly mechanical music industry.
Turntables are $1,000. Drum machines are like $600. Laptop computer with music software is like $2,000, $3,000 if it's a damn Mac. But beatboxing, how much does it cost?
Priceless.
It's the human body, it's the human mouth making sounds and beating technology at its own game.
Veteran performer Baba Israel says the mouth has a distinct advantage over a machine.
Laptops can break down and, you know, beatboxers are always saving the day, which is so many times I've been at shows and the DJ didn't show up or the turntable stopped working and then you just, beatboxer jumps up.
My name is Razel, the godfather of noise. And here is my brother, Kenny Muhammad, the human orchestra. And if you are game, let's battle.
Round one, fight.
And just remember, it's man versus machine.
Human beatboxers Razel and Kenny Muhammad, heard here battling a pair of DJs, are a large part of the art form's recent revival and reaction against commercial hip-hop sanitized sound. But even Kid Lucky, who started a company to nurture new talent, is not altogether immune to the lure of technology. He just signed an endorsement deal to license his original human beatbox sounds for a mass-produced drum machine. For Studio 360, I'm Derek John in New York.
What do you think about that?
You can find out more about the history of the human beatbox and some essential records on our website, studio360.org.